Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Temples, Tents, and Doors by Dr. Carol Geisler for Monday, February 3rd, 2020. The text is Psalm 84, verses 10 through 12. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord, He is a sun. He is a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in You. Our psalm is a song. A song of the sons of Korah, who, in addition to their choral duties, were keepers of the thresholds of the tent of meeting. That's ancient Israel's sacred tabernacle. That was their inherited task, one in which the faithful sons were happy to serve. It was better to be a doorkeeper in the holy place where God met His people than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. The doorkeeping duties continued after the great stone temple was built in Jerusalem. The temple was the place where sacrifices were offered and where God met His people. Then, at the appointed time, God sent His Son into the world, Jesus, the Messiah. He said of Himself, "I tell you, something greater than the temple is here." See Matthew chapter 12. Jesus is the Word, who was and is God, the Word, who became flesh and dwelt among us. The phrase "dwelt among us" in John chapter 1 could also be translated as "tented among us." In Jesus, God pitched His tent in the world. He came to meet us, not in a tent of fabric or a temple of stone, not in a cloud of glory or a pillar of fire, but in person, in the flesh. Greater than the temple, Jesus, our High Priest, the Lamb of God, He offered Himself as the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. By His death and resurrection, He opened for us the new and living way into the presence of God. Through the temple curtain, the door of His own flesh, redeemed, forgiven, we happily come together for worship, joining chorus songs to sing, "A day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere." We would rather be there than anywhere else. In God's house, the Savior who once tented among us comes to meet us in His Word and in His body and blood in His Holy Supper. Something greater than the temple is here. On a day yet to come, our Lord Jesus will return in glory as King and Judge. All who trust in Him will be bodily raised from death, just as He was raised. God will create a new heaven and a new earth. The dwelling place of God will be with His people as He pitches His tent among us for all eternity. See Revelation 21, verse 3. He will be our sun. He will be our shield, our temple. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly, sang the sons of Korah. A song reflected in a later promise in Romans chapter 8. He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? We pray to Him. Lord Jesus, You are our sun, our shield, and the door to eternal life. Accept our grateful praise, now and for all eternity. Amen.